Will You Help? From the Pacific Union Recorder, January 12, 1905. I have a special message to give to our people regarding the necessities of the work in the southern field, and especially regarding the necessities of the work in Nashville and Huntsville. A sanitarium near Nashville is greatly needed. Dr. Hayward and Brother Hansen have done and are doing a good work in Nashville, but they are in great need of better facilities. We had hoped the way would open for them to rent a roomy place near the city, but the way is not open for them to do this. At present, they are working under great disadvantages, and they must have a building outside the city with room enough to care for the patients who may come. Brethren Sutherland and McGann and Sister Droulard, with other faithful helpers, have begun schoolwork on a farm about 9 miles from Nashville. There is on this farm abundant room for both a school and a sanitarium. The two institutions would be a help to each other in carrying out the purposes of God for them. Brethren Sutherland and McGann have done a noble, self-sacrificing work at Berrien Springs. They might have remained there, but they felt impressed to go to the South and work for the people there. They thought that perhaps they might begin their schoolwork in some retired place, but we felt that they should unite with their brethren near Nashville. It is with pleasure that I think of the farm which they have purchased and on which they are beginning schoolwork. The Lord will open ways before the humble, self-denying workers connected with this school and will make them a great blessing. He will give them success in the unselfish missionary work that is to be done. I ask our people to come up to the help of the Lord, acting their part in helping forward the establishment of this school. We see what has been done in Berrien Springs by the blessing of the Lord. He gave courage and strength to those who were struggling with inconvenience and difficulty, and helped them to make the school a success. And now, as Brethren Sutherland and McGann, with other educators, have gone to a new hard field to do pioneer work, let us hold up their hands and do all in our power to encourage them. Let us help them to make the school they are establishing a sample of the work that must be done in the South. Many easier fields might have been chosen by those who have gone from Berrien Springs to Nashville, but these workers did not seek easy fields. They resolved to do what they could to help where help was most needed, and we ask our people not to leave them without assistance. They have been given plain evidence that the farm which has been purchased is a place on which God would have them establish a school, and we call upon our people to help them in the great work that lies before them. As I looked at the large vineyards owned by our people in Central and Southern California, I thought, how I wish that those who own these vineyards could see and appreciate the needs of our workers in Nashville, for then they would surely help them by sending them gifts of fruit. My brethren and sisters, will you not see what you can do to help those who are just starting out in the establishment of a work that God has said must be done? Gifts of money or gifts of fruit would be greatly appreciated by the workers in these needy southern schools. I have reason to know that they need your assistance. If you will take hold to help them, the Lord will certainly reward you liberally. I have done what I could. I have given over 2 tons of prunes to needy schools and missions who will join me in this work. Ellen G. White.